Is it Christmas yet? How much longer till Christmas? At least that's what my little niece would say almost every day after Thanksgiving. For her, the countdown to Christmas was almost unbearable. She was brimming with excitement. And as a universal church, we too have been counting down to the feast of the birth of Christ since the first Sunday of Advent. And as another Sunday would come, we would light another candle on that Advent wreath, marking that we're coming closer and closer to that great and holy day. Today, all four candles are lit, and Christmas is just 2 days away. And perhaps as you sit there, you may not be overflowing with excitement as the children are. Perhaps you're thinking right now about what else you have to do before Christmas Eve. And I encourage you for now, just for the next 30 to 40 minutes of the Holy Mass at least, to set those things out of your mind and to focus on the reason for the season, Christ himself. Yes, Christ, yes, Christmas does mean family and friends and feasting, but we know all too well, before all of that, there's also cleaning, decorating, shopping, cooking, and traveling. And all of that doesn't necessarily equate to glad tidings of comfort and joy. And even if you do get through the next couple days and have that perfect Christmas, the house decorated, the presents under the tree, the turkey or ham in the oven, family and friends around, everything in its place, all of that means nothing if there isn't that internal peace. And that's the peace only Christ can bring. Our first reading from the prophet Micah tells us, "He shall be our peace." There's no point in celebrating Christ's birth if a place hasn't been set for him and prepared for him within our own hearts. So as you continue to prepare for the external Christmas festivities, prepare yourselves internally. Prepare yourselves spiritually. I can promise you that within the next 36 to 48 hours, we will all face at least two situations where our faith in God will be tested, where we're going to be tempted, where we'll forget that God is the Lord of our lives, where we will let our trust in him go slack, where we're going to be challenged to love our neighbors as ourselves, and where that peace may be disturbed. So what are those situations? Well, one, we're going to reconnect with family members who might rub us the wrong way. Those who really try us, those who have wounded us in the past. Now, Christmas is a time when families get together. It's a beautiful tradition, but it has its set of challenges. So let's decide today to keep our eyes on the prize, and that prize is Christ Jesus. That when our tempers start to flare, that we won't lash out in anger, but always return our thoughts to the babe of Bethlehem and ask him to give us the grace we need to be his true followers, to experience his peace in our hearts even when the storms rage around us, and to share that peace with others. Second, we will face that busyness. We'll all be so busy that it'll be hard to squeeze in any alone time with God. But unless we make it a priority to have that daily God time, even if it's just for 5 or 10 minutes, how will we be able to experience his peace? The hustle and bustle surrounding this time of year can either exhaust us or exhilarate us. If we try to do it on our own strength, we're going to be exhausted. But if we stay close to God, renewing our confidence in him by spending time with him, even a little bit, every day, we'll be exhilarated. And isn't that how we want to spend our Christmas? And if you haven't done so already, prepare for Christmas by not only putting Christ back into Christmas, but by putting Mass back into Christmas. And how do we prepare for Holy Mass? None other than going to confession. Unburdening your heart of all those things that have become obstacles in your life with God. If it's been a while, if you've forgotten how, if you're afraid or embarrassed, just come. The letter to the Hebrews tell us, let us approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And Lord knows that this time is definitely a time when we need God's grace and help. After Mass, I'll be available in my confessional on the St. Joseph side on your right for those who want to prepare for Christmas by partaking of the sacrament of God's love and mercy. My seminary rector, Monsignor Jim McDonald on Long Island, used to teach us as seminarians, men, be gentle in the confessional. Everything from genocide to lying, one Hail Mary. So for today, this afternoon, we'll have the Monsignor Jim special, one Hail Mary. Jesus, our Lord, our God, and our King, came to be our peace. So this Christmas, let us prepare and give him the chance to do so.